Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, where three best friends and Robert gather every other week. Why the fuck are you talking?
It's not your moment to talk yet.
And Robert doesn't get to speak yet.
Oh, we gather every other week to talk about topics important to us. I'm not starting it over again. This week, we talk about almost getting arrested on our way to Mayhem Fest a few years ago.
Talk about OJ.
Talk about going off a cliff.
And we talk about the cotton curtain.
Yeah.
Cotton wall.
That about covers it. We also talk about how I'm Morris Day, Chris is Jerome.
He's such a fucking bitch.
Game on!
Game on!
Game on!
Okay, seeing as we lost everything that we just recorded.
It really deleted all of it.
I pushed no instead of yes on the save. So, yes.
Congratulations.
It did delete all of it. We're recording now. So, I'm Jarrell.
I'm Rob.
Justin.
And I'm Chris. I'm mad at Jarrell.
Don't fucking look at me like that.
Where did you save like all that? God, you're such an amateur.
I know. It's like it's the first time at this. It's really fucking terrible.
There's no excuse.
I mean, we listen to a lot of podcasts that we should know how to do this right by now.
You think we know how to do this?
Well, we would.
We would, yes.
We would.
But, you know, someone wanted to be the director of this.
I'm just going to do shit.
Guys, done?
Couple more seconds.
You know, Couple more seconds.
The director can handle all that shit.
So real director.
Hey, I'm his assistant, all right?
Oh, his assistant. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to fucking...
These guys are actors.
Driving to me. You're driving to me like
you should go get him coffee.
Yeah, go get some coffee.
Or throat loss.
Oh, yeah, I'll be right back. I'll go spit in his coffee.
That really fucking hurt. Anyways, Justin, please tell the Mayhem story because it's more entertaining if you do it.
So I'll
fill in the holes.
Mayhem story.
Starting from the beginning.
Well, I woke up Tuesday morning. Didn't have a bed. Tell a story.
Let me
tell a story.
Let me see.
We don't need a second by second account.
Tell Rob the story. We know the story.
I don't know the story.
You said from the beginning.
You can start at the gas station at 7 o'clock in the morning.
No different than any other story we've ever told. Tell him the story.
All right, so we're filling up gas, and I was like, I'll let Drill drive so I can start my drinking. Before Mayhem Fest.
Before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Screwdrivers is, you know.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's okay if it's a screwdriver.
Yeah, right? it's like a mimosa. It's okay. Yeah, you're not an alcoholic if you're drinking orange juice with it.
That's the rules.
Safety first, so I let him drive.
Fair enough. I mean, technically it wasn't illegal-ish.
Yeah.
No, there was only an open container in the bottle.
I said ish. There was an ish.
In the front seat, no less.
It's amazing.
Because Lance and Carlos have to sit in the back.
You can't have people in the front seat.
Yeah, they're minors.
Come on, he's not going to be responsible.
They're minors who, at the time, wanted to sneak weed into the fucking concert. So instead of pulling the tobacco out of the end of their cigarettes, they smoked the end of their cigarettes down to the butts. And then put the weed in, because nobody's going to suspect a pack of cigarettes full of butts.
That's the genius idea.
That's very MacGyver. That's Cheech and Chong meets MacGyver.
I told that to Matt Jones, and he's like, you know what we used to do? Pull the fucking tobacco out of the end of the cigarettes and put the weed in.
They were young and minors. As they got older, they learned.
They were practically 20. No, you think they fucking learned anything?
They still do it. They just don't have to hide it because it's legal in Washington now.
Fair. Mayhem
Fest.
Legal-ish.
All right, so you fill up gas.
So Dateline, 7:45 in the morning.
Yes. So I make my first mimosa, and I
mimosa or screwdriver?
I don't know what it was at the time.
Do you have champagne or did you have vodka?
I had vodka.
You had your first friendly vodka.
So I drink my screwdriver, and then all of a sudden, about an hour outside of Auburn, we're starting to go under this bridge, and
Flag. Do you remember this story at all? Because we were just outside of Ellensburg.
Yeah, that's why you tell the story. I don't remember.
No, that's why it's more entertaining if you tell it, because you don't remember shit. You can see
the fantasy world that you live in.
Welcome, and there were just dragons!
And a unicorn!
I had a roll of 20 diamond.
And the Sinaloa cartel stopped us and pointed guns at our faces. You were just trying to go to a concert!
There's a difference.
You ever seen El Mariachi? Basically that, with lots more vodka.
But you know what? Selma Hayek was not in that film. I wish she was.
You wouldn't. Yeah, your imagination is so bad, you wouldn't have Selma Hayek.
So much.
Yes.
Again, you gotta be close. You gotta coddle it. You gotta right up in there.
Yeah. Right in the hair.
Lips, the right up in there.
No. Yeah. You gotta tease it. You gotta tease
just
it.
Balls in your mouth. Yeah, that's all.
Balls in the mouth.
Not all the way to the rim. You don't want to get all up in there. Just within range. You gotta get it excited. You don't want to get it too excited.
Yeah.
It's not all yet. The same.
Get too excited, it spits back in your face.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that.
Starting maybe 20 minutes past Ellensburg,
right?
I get pulled over by a state trooper and go, Justin.
I have an open fifth container of vodka. There's about two bongs and maybe a handful of pipes. That, well, I don't know why they couldn't just bring one piece.
Also, the label off the vodka bottle that Justin put on the dash.
Yes.
As soon as that light went on, he went...
Yes, it was like cemented on there. Like, nope, it's coming off.
You know that white label shit that stays on after the...
It was on my car the rest of the time I had that car. But... Apparently, we didn't have a license plate on front of the car, so they pulled us over thinking that we stole the vehicle, and they wanted to make sure it was registered.
Justin doesn't have the registration.
I didn't have a registration.
It takes 15 minutes for Justin to find the insurance.
The insurance and the title, because somehow
the title is in the fucking glove compartment.
The real issue we have here, though, is that Justin isn't white. That was the real...
Well, that's not the issue, because I was driving. So.
We've all experienced when you have a minority in the passenger seat, it doesn't matter
Carlos
who the driver
is. Carlos is in the back seat. Carlos he's about as like Mexican as it gets.
Yeah, but like...
Carlos is...
He's not threatening.
His name is Mexican.
Yeah.
But not threatening.
But they pass out the entire...
He's like slowpoke.
Speedy Gonzalez. They got so high...
Like Speedy Gonzalez, he's slowpoke.
They got so high, they passed out on the back seat... Marijuana all over their laps.
No.
Laps in the back.
Red carpet? No, more like green carpet.
Yeah. They needed a blanket, and it was their soft and cuddly cush.
But the only thing that really got us off was because we were all wearing band t-shirts.
I've seen a lot of guys wearing band t-shirts today.
Usually
what's going
when they go
on?
To concerts, you gotta have band t-shirts.
Yeah, you gotta wear a band concert.
Yeah, Justin, you're like burying the lead, man. You gotta... The lights go on. Justin rips that fucking label off the dash, and it's Carlos Lance, get the fuck up and clean your lap up. Those two are like, oh shit, the cop! Because they're stoned and stupid.
I've been in these situations before a few times, so like I know how the routine goes. Just a few.
The cop comes up, he's like, license, registration, insurance. Mm-hmm. I give him my driver's license. We're good there. I'm prepared. Justin searches for 15 minutes.
Inebriated.
Can't find shit in the fucking...
I'm so high right now.
No.
I was just drinking.
He was drunk. Oh. He was drinking orange juice and vodka all morning. And had a drink at Denny's, I think.
I think I had a beer maybe or something like that.
Did you have a drink at Denny's at... In the morning?
Yeah,
dude. Denny's is
the
place.
Especially when you're out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. They need customers, man.
We were in Ellensburg.
Ellensburg? Yeah, they're not sure they're the sober capital of the
state.
So, Justin can't find any of this. The registration's not in the car. He eventually finds the insurance, and the title's in there. And the best part is he doesn't get on us about not having the registration. He's like, he does a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
You should have this in the car. Why isn't it? But he does a total... Every look that Justin gets from everybody...
The cop is the first one
to The cop
does
is the one that does this. And he goes, why is the title in the car? Someone could just sign this and the car would be theirs.
Like, I'm the stupid person. Like, oh, to be fair, like, yeah, I didn't even know. This is the first time I got pulled over in that car. I never bothered checking.
We're loaded with an open container, marijuana. There's a pipe on the back shelf that we didn't know about until we were leaving. All this time, apparently the cop never ran the plate, because a couple months later, Justin and Kathy and I are at the racetrack watching semi-trucks race around.
That was pretty sweet.
And Justin's like, I'm going to beat the crowd. Leaves, texts us because he's in handcuffs, and goes, I got pulled over for having a stolen car because the registration in the car was one letter off of his license plate.
No.
So had the cop actually run the license plate while we were in Ellensburg, we all would have gotten torn out of the car, and he would have had to search it and found all that shit that would have got us in way big trouble.
Because it was registered to a Dodge Durango, which was registered stolen 3 months prior.
Out of all fucking things, man. Seriously?
Out of all things. And it was a factory thing, and it wasn't my fault when I bought the car.
And while you guys have fucked up backgrounds, I'm clean.
Whoa!
He's like, I don't know shit, man.
Us got really?
You weren't there. Your background's fine. Your credit's shit.
You know what? If we were there,
stop.
To be fair, because, we would have got arrested if he was there.
That's fair. Yeah.
Or maybe even shot.
Like hardcore.
He might have got shot.
With coke.
We would have been screaming like, without coke. He's 55% white.
And they would have been like, oh, well, we'll shoot you in the knee.
And then they would have been like, oh, he's part darky.
Shoot me in the leg. Shoot me
They'll go, but it doesn't matter.
Just sprinkle some coke on
it. Yeah, sprinkle some coke on it. And it's fair. You guys all getting go. Bang. I tried to steal the car from you. That's what it was.
Mm. Yeah, we would have got off scot-free.
I hate you guys.
We would have been fine otherwise. I like you.
Okay, so the cop tells you, you know, be worried about the registration.
Yeah.
And then what else happened? Like,
why is the fucking title in the car?
Yeah, why?
I had no real excuse for it, because I never bothered checking it. I'm not very thorough when I buy things. It's
note
good
to future,
good.
Every story and we go tell. Ahead.
Justin not
is
very
not
thorough.
Very thorough with shit. With anything. So right. Anytime you're going, but just remember this one moment. I'm not really thorough about these things.
You get this on recording, and then it counts forever, I guess.
Ever. Until, you know,
I already don't like this podcast already.
Why don't you like it? We're only, like, 11 minutes in. Why don't you like the podcast?
It's incriminating on myself here.
All right, OJ.
Okay, what?
The glove does not fit, okay?
No, you're not OJ Simpson. You're not that rich.
Yeah.
And not scary or black.
How often do you think Samuel Alito hears about that case?
All the time. Hey, you remember that one time?
Yeah, remember that time you let a fucking a really convincing murder case go by?
You just let it go. You just let it go. Like, how much did they pay you? Like, that guy could be like, you know what? I'm having a real moral quandary over this case. Really? Because you didn't want to involve OJ.
I bet you it was like a low six figures that he only got.
What was that, like 93, 94?
Yeah. 94. I remember one.
So 95, because 95, because the day that stood still. It was 94. 30 for 30.
Gotta be
documentary on it.
Has to
it's
be.
On Netflix.
There
check
was a 30 for 30 about the OJ trial?
Well, no, because OJ trial, so much happened in that day in sports history that overlapped. Everything was all about OJ.
Yeah, especially everything was all about OJ because they convicted or not a convicted murder.
The World Series was going on.
An alleged murderer got off.
Like, yeah, no, there was so much that happened that day.
Yeah, also OJ was running. And
he was driving in a Bronco on a freeway, and he was kind of speeding, and he might have murdered somebody, but
with 300 cops behind him, like it's a fucking Blues Brothers.
Yeah,
that was
movie. Blues Brothers.
And
it wasn't kinda. It was, he did murder. That's,
No.
That's science.
Accused
fact.
Allegedly.
No.
Allegedly.
No. That's science.
He allegedly murdered Nicole Simpson Brown.
He lost the civil suit where they convicted him of murder. But the federal case, he won. So, legally,
that overseas,
O.J.
That
Simpson killed someone. Two someones.
Was there a riot after that? Like
Ray Lewis did it too, though.
That doesn't count.
He got away with murder.
How did Ray Lewis? No, I only know about
that was
the
self-defense.
Whole,
don't worry about that. He makes more money.
I only know about the whole girlfriend beating thing.
I don't make that.
No, that's Ray Rice.
That's Ray Rice.
That's Ray Rice.
Yeah.
That's the
one who was a girlfriend in an elevator.
Same team.
Different guy. Yeah. If you hit,
they're not all the same people.
But they look like it. I can say that. And they kind of totally look alike. And
you have to define that you're black, and you can say that.
I'm not. I'm just a human being. Assessing
he
that two human beings have similar
features.
We already brought
the
fact
that we are colorblind here at this awesome podcasting table.
Are we
colorblind?
We're
the outsider here.
Yes, but you'll hear tons of racist things we don't apologize.
He black last night.
Because, you. No, I'll explain this. So we were having...
Wait. You have to lead up to why you have to explain.
Why do I have to explain that our best friend said that you were black and only count as half a vote?
No, I didn't say you were black.
He said you were black.
He said I was half a vote. Why am I half a vote, Justin?
Because you didn't say yes or no. You said probably.
About what?
Having on a space a science bar.
Would that be a good idea or not? I said probably downtown.
Trademarking that science bar.
Yes, trademarking science bar.
Trademark? No, shut up. We're trademarking the shit out of that. No one's stealing it.
It is such a great idea.
We've already had this discussion. You're not allowed to be a part of that discussion.
What are you doing? Wow. Like, what kind of science bar? Like,
well, so
that fucking like
as a trivia, like so a trivia like, based,
like kind of like how Joe's is set up. Just as an example, the sports bar setup, but science themed. Where instead of like regular shot glasses and shit that make you look like white trash, like little beakers and shit. Like we have cool little beaker shot glasses and like scientific names. No NASCAR. Yeah, fuck. No fucking sports. Like nothing. But on all the TVs, you're like,
Daytona 500s today.
I don't care.
Sprint Cup.
I don't care.
Did George Bush wreck? I don't care.
Don't fuck cares. You went around in a circle. I can do that too, only I would get a ticket. I'm jealous, so I don't care.
No, you'd be the one motherfucker to get a ticket in NASCAR.
I don't know where to win. I took a right.
They had that figure eight design.
The figure eight? Destruction Derby?
Awesome.
Totally makes sense.
As a NASCAR.
Figure eight would be a much better sport.
It would.
On national TV.
It would. I would put fat cash on that. I'm broke, yes, but fat cash.
Yeah. You don't have any fat cash to put down.
I don't.
But I was wondering why I had half a vote. When you said science bar, I thought you meant
the
like...
The argument was... That he always does this whole negative thing. You'll all hear Justin do, yeah, but blah, blah, blah. Y'all
it's not
hear.
Negative. It's just it's being cool. honest.
Stop being negative.
He's doing it right now.
Doing
that
it
thing,
right
now.
No,
right
stop
now.
Doing the negative
no,
thing.
That's the
Why
Justin.
Are you doing the negative
this is when I get teamed
Anytime
up on
your
I'm
friends
the bad
do
person
stuff,
in the situation.
Tell
you are
this
the bad
out.
Person in the situation.
Yes. Vote me on this.
You negative Nancy.
Stop, like, Chris. Yeah. Stories.
Thank you.
Negative Justin.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. You're a great assistant.
Back up.
Word.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Yep, oh, that's 3-0.
We
have a deciding vote.
We just did
that's
that.
That's old school. That doesn't mean
we have a deciding vote system.
Oh shit!
We've never had that. Our arguments will go on for years because we don't have a deciding.
We've had a deciding vote for years. Now we had a fourth person, so it could really go 50-50.
Huh?
I'm gonna fuck everything.
That is. That's gonna bring a whole new thing to the whole thing.
Right, Robert, agree with me on everything.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I'm your assistant, man.
I don't trust him ever.
Just because he's white, do not trust him.
Hey,
if anything, that's the one you should be afraid of.
World situation.
Speaking of minorities and half votes.
Half-vote story. So we were discussing this awesome... I brought up this idea. I was like, hey, what do you think of having like a sports bar set up, but it's science themed? So it'd be like a science bar, right? Do trivia, TED Talks, do like trivia tournaments. People have like pool tournaments.
Like play TED Talks on the TV all the time?
Yeah, no, but like have those.
Yeah,
or just
science channel,
like cool documentaries.
Channel,
like just
knowledge
themed.
Stuff.
You know, like you can go and not be around people who scream and wear jerseys because, you know, America. You don't have to deal with that
shit.
Yeah,
you guys have been working
in sports. Imagine the discussions with liquor and, you know, hydro colliders could have.
See,
alcohol and time travel would make great...
Perpetual
that
energy.
That itself is a great book title.
When you guys said science bar,
I thought you meant, like, the bars that... In Vegas, because Vegas is the land of all new things, apparently.
Fair enough.
Where they mix chemicals with your drink and they smoke and sparkle and fireworks...
No, not at all. I don't even know how you would get that.
Which
are
very, yeah.
Well, if someone said science bar to me, I would immediately assume like a sports bar.
No, because that's a big thing in mixology right now, is to add fucking weird powders to thing, and they taste like chocolate, and they're not supposed to.
Yeah, that's a weird...
That's chemistry.
Science!
That's the white shit. Anyway.
That's the white
shit right there.
That's weird. That's biology.
But no.
Science.
101.
Subpar education. That's what we're going with. We're all publicly schooled. It's okay.
Like I said, Walter White.
Yeah. Don't. That scares me for my future. Don't right? say things like that. I don't want to be around that. And I would die. I'm a black guy. They'll immediately assume the moment I'm teaching I'm going to get
because it was a black president, so you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. That's doing so well for him.
Yeah, that's going
well
for him.
Does so well for black people.
One more year.
Doesn't at all. Doesn't. It,
Where
anything,
do you get one more
works.
Year from, Justin? Where,
it's too...
Whatever.
The awkward silences you hear won't be awkward silences of dead noise. It's us not murdering him because murder is frowned upon.
Whatever.
Sometimes.
No, we had this discussion yesterday, too, about justifying murder and everything.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
But go on with your...
The science part is going to be really cool, right? And you would have, like, all the tables would be, like, parts of the periodic table. So if you put them all together, it was the giant periodic table. But you have your noble
like
gases,
squares.
Your heavy metals, and those are your sections. See, that's cool,
I
right?
thought they'd be like those black tables we had in science class that don't catch fire.
Yeah, no, that's...
No, we're not... No, because we're not playing with fire, because Justin's not allowed to be out of the kitchen.
Where the fire is?
Thanks.
No, you understand. There's no fire in it. And there's one deep fryer.
I caught my hand on fire. It's possible to catch your hand on fire.
No shit, Justin.
Yeah, it's called flammability.
We wanted to see...
Is this bad?
You know, it's possible to catch water on fire, too.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to see... We used oven coating... We covered his hand in something.
Essentially, WD-40. Pam.
We did.
It was Pam.
We did Pam first, but we wanted to coat his hand to protect it.
That's what the oven coating was. Yeah. The shit that we sprayed on the bottom of the pot.
Then he did like,
that was Pam.
Yeah, but then he did. But then we did like WD-40 to light his hand on fire to protect it.
It was your idea
hindsight,
to do this.
Of all the stupid stories, this is probably the dumbest one ever. But we lit his hand on fire.
So that's
and it
dumber than shooting me in the face with a, you know.
Dumber Roman than candles. A Roman candle in the face. Whoa. That's dumber
plus
than
a Roman candle. We're burning
because
down a
you
garage.
Acted, that was you guys. I wasn't a part of that, so that doesn't count.
We weren't a part of that either. We were six. Robert O'Connor did.
You were there. You partook in the burning of said garage. You committed arson.
And
in some places,
probably,
that's a
how
felony.
How about the,
he's probably
the day that we had
right
the rental
so
truck?
It's okay to.
That, but there was nothing stupid that happened with Renault.
We almost died three different times.
That wasn't from stupid acts of lighting hands on fire.
I looked the wrong direction. We almost went off a cliff.
Oh, by the way,
oh, huh.
That whole park is gated off because I'm sure somebody almost died several times. And I drive by there all the time. You can't drive that way anymore.
That's fucked up.
I can see why, though.
Well,
almost
tell
died.
Me to look that direction, and I won't look that way.
Maybe you just should drive the truck like you were fucking doing. Or stop the truck to look that way.
So I Robert can hear this going... story. This is what happened. So Justin had...
I thought I was going to hear the mayhem story.
No.
Mayhem story is out the freaking window.
This
we're
is,
already done with the mayhem
this
story.
This is one of
we
many
almost,
Justin...
We almost got
arrested.
Include the Mexicans. Yeah.
This is...
Oh, that was it.
With drug convictions, yeah.
This, yeah, oh, drug convictions. No drug convictions.
Those two wanted to put
no
pot in cigarette butts instead of just putting them in the cigarette... And then their packs of cigarettes never got inspected.
We never got searched or nothing.
Yeah. We didn't get certain. I think their bags got open for a sec, but not fucking airport open.
Okay.
Not like finger in the butthole
oh.
and looking through all their bags and shit.
Oh shit!
Well, then Lance would have liked that though.
He would have. Although we all had to pee when we got there. We're sitting there at like the trough, and Lance starts whispering into my ear like,
and he's like hugging up all over me.
Yeah, he's getting all up in my shit, and there's like a line of like 30 guys around this trough.
Because nothing says heterosexual, like, you know,
right?
Like a awesome. Greek setting. It's like a Greek Roman bathhouse. And it's like, I want to have your baby.
And if you can't public urinate, like,
you can't. That is a man. Situation. You are a whole level of man in an uncomfortably awkward situation where you are way too comfortable for your own good.
I have a problem being in a stall and pissing next to somebody. But for whatever reason, I can piss in a trough like everybody else.
Because
it's so primal. You're like,
we're
all men, and we can all pee and write our name in the snow. Men pee. It's terrible. That would have been terrible.
That's why we don't have nice things, Chris.
No, you're why we don't have nice things. Speaking of not having nice things, Justin almost killing us in a truck. Yeah.
Right?
So, we go and we do Longhorn Barbecue first, where we have the famous rib challenge in which the fat people lost. Just saying. Fat people lost to black people.
Thank you.
What? Because I'm black?
Him and
Aaron
Campbell.
No, it's not because you're black. No. Because, first of all, okay, you're skinny as fuck.
Where
you're sitting with morbidly, or not morbidly obese. Sorry, guys.
That's terrible. How rude.
I know, right?
You use this flip floppy.
I have titties. Jarrell has titties. Justin has titties. I have titties.
My
milkshake. But the milkshakes bring
you
the boys to the yard.
You don't have titties.
I know. My milkshakes do not bring the boys to the yard.
Because Chris semi takes care of himself otherwise of eating.
Yeah, and I like
semi.
Not eating for an extended period of time and then gorging is not qualified.
I think you're just wired differently where
you
eat too much food that you don't. Your brain doesn't signal, oh, I'm going to have too much food.
Or
we have that signal.
I said that's weird. That's weird to me because my body just says food good.
Yes,
bug like
see?
Food.
That's why. Because it's not giving me the bad part.
And I got hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
So once it's in, it burns off and I'm hungry an hour later. Everything is Chinese food for me.
It's
that's
like
that's basically
like,
what it is.
It's so fucking
no matter what I eat, it is Kung Pao chicken in and out. It goes in.
To be fair, you didn't
want to
eat ever Chinese food until for like the last 5 years because it was
I'll
disgusting.
Eat Panda,
did you guys know Panda Express is the shit?
I don't
I tried convincing them to get sushi.
This America, I like my food cooked.
Right?
Oh, that's so not that's weird.
I'm going to have to say, sushi is not my thing.
That's weird. Mm.
Yeah,
that's
weird. We went to sushi for Richard's birthday.
Yeah,
and he just ate everything we cooked that came down that bill.
I ordered sushi on Friday.
Yo, what's cooked?
And from QQ Kitchen over here,
he and Kathy sushi. Kept getting orange chicken and
cooked
shrimpies. No, he doesn't eat shit from the sea either.
That's fair enough, because Aquaman comes up, fucking kills you and shit.
Have you seen him?
Dude, Aquaman?
Kind of the shit.
Sharks and, staffs and shit.
No. Different.
Is that really the same guy from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, wait. Aquaman? Totally.
Yeah, dude.
That's Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's
his zombie.
Back to Loghorn.
Loghorn. Rewind.
The only person who didn't eat his share of ribs was Justin.
Yeah. For the record, and this will be a recurring theme, Justin eats like a 7-year-old child and should eat off the child's menu.
When they mean a child, they mean like a real child. Eat 4 pounds in one sitting.
Hey,
child.
Real man can. Real human beings can. Because
I ate as many ribs as black people.
Bitch, this shit.
Although I got
we ate three whole racks.
To be fair, we ate a lot of ribs. It's myself, our friend, the doc, Andrew Campbell, and these two. And we were like, black people versus fat people. This can't go wrong or be a terrible decision.
This is a great TV show.
Yeah, it is, right? You can just write. That's itself as a show. So we're sitting there.
It went pretty wrong.
It went really wrong. And by wrong, it was really wrong. Where
Chris and I were up against the window just rubbing our hands.
There's nothing more physically exhausting. If you want to do real torture, fuck waterboarding. Fuck having to listen to Celine Dion. Eat ribs over and over again until your jaws hurt, and then put a gun to that guy's head and make him eat more. You can't. Two full racks of ribs in, and we're like, I can't. And it hurts to it hurts to say stuff. It's so painful.
Yeah, it's
but
so
just bad, to beat them, I eat a rib, and I'm like, Doc, you gotta eat one more. And he's like, okay. And you want to cry. You really want to cry. And we eat the ribs, and we rip them apart. We're like, oh, and we eat it, and we chew slowly, we get it done. And then Justin's like, I can't. I just can't. Drell's like, I got one more in me. And Justin's just, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. It was like, is it going to be your kids or is it going to be your wife? And he's like, I can't. Sorry. That's a beer. And he's like, I can't. I just can't do it. And the lady's like, are you guys done? And we're just like, yeah. Okay.
And they give you sides at the same time.
They give you four sides.
Part of it was you had to finish your side.
Yeah, but you eat the side and the ribs, and it's endless ribs. Two racks of ribs for like $120. This is two racks of ribs for me, for the doc, Jarrell, and he had a child serving. So
one minus rib.
Hey, that's child serving in Ribland. I didn't even make that rule. The South made that
rule. I ate all my ribs.
It wasn't like a half rack.
I ate all my ribs.
I had a rack and a half minus one rib.
You really should have eaten that one rib so we could have ended on a tie.
At least had a tie.
And we wouldn't have to
it's
hear
it. It's not
going to
end on a tie. Someone's going to end up puking because we're just going to eat one more.
Yeah, we're too old. They're way too old.
That's how the Jack in the Box Taco Challenge went.
At the same time, I still had all these swallowing problems, so I was like Rudy overcoming my size difference.
Yeah,
beat you in donuts. So.
You were. Didn't he beat you in donuts?
Yeah, I won the powdered donut tones. Remember, because it was like a big fucking surprise.
Yeah. No, I'm glad I didn't bet on that one.
That we did in this very basement.
Yeah,
that was stupid as shit.
Okay, another thing we did that was stupid. No, so we get done eating ribs, and we go to leave. And by mean we go to leave, I mean we needed like a walker to leave.
Yeah, no,
because we're
so shotgun,
so
and then we
get
out
the door.
Front
and Justin is the designated driver for all stupid activities.
I'm the only one that had a vehicle.
No, you had the big vehicle, Sierra Nevada. This thing is a fucking tank.
I had a vehicle.
You had your Subaru, right?
But it was not
Saturn.
But it was not the Sierra Nevada
wagon.
Yeah. Remember that Saturn, man?
Yeah,
that was
but it was
kid.
Not the Subaru.
Yeah, it was this Ford F-150 that
it was the Sierra. It was the Sierra, is what it was. It was the 350. This thing basically you shoved like endangered pandas in it to get it to run. Like this thing just murdered the
endangered world. They gave me a rental truck that was this massive.
It was massive,
and I had a little tiny Subaru.
Yeah, so we go to get into it, but none of us want to be in the back, so I go, shotgun. So, two full racks of ribs,
more painful race.
We run, and you get about four steps, oh my god, why am I going to not get shotgun?
It's like all
right
those
to the
fat
side of the
people
truck.
At Walmart can't take their card out anymore.
Yeah.
They really want shotgun.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's terrible. So we're wheezing, we get to the truck, we climb in, I'm like, I got a shotgun. And I climb in, and we get in, and we're like, what should we do now? As we just want to sleep.
Let's go view nature.
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
No, so, I thought we wanted to go try to pick up Mexicans.
No, on our way.
That was later. That was
on our way. Well, though, so we went to go to name of location.
Palisades Park.
That place
at the top of the hill that oversees our lovely town.
Everybody's been there. So
nobody's been there.
Spokane, Washington.
Wait, you don't tell the government up. Where we're. God, I hate you. So
I hate you.
Anyway,
nobody's been there.
You can edit it back out.
No, I'm not editing.
No, none of this gets edited. That's the best part.
Nothing fixed in
post. Or maybe it might get deleted because Darrell can't actually work a program.
Fuck you.
Director can't do shit.
Directed into failure.
That's going to be the intro for him.
Yeah.
So, what happened to Three Men in a Podcast?
I thought
you guys wanted to name them all after fucking movies.
No, we can't now.
We can find four men.
There's no four guys in movies. We would need more for the Expendables.
The assistant, bro.
No, Lethal Weapon 4 had four people.
Also, Rob, you're not supposed to be talking. You're supposed to be in the back laughing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, but he's a part of this.
Okay,
he's a part of this.
Hey!
Just because you think you're
look
black,
that means he's not right on you because he's not siding with you anymore.
Wow. Wow. Way to be white, dude.
That's why I told you not to
That's side really with white me. Of you. That's really, really white. You're not on my team anymore, America.
It's white privilege.
Wow. All right.
We've seen Red State.
Yeah, we've seen Red State.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, I bet.
So, plus, you guys didn't even know about this park.
No, I didn't know its name.
You guys kept before. Going like, what,
no,
hillbilly?
No, because Adam and I used to go get high. That's where Adam and I would go get high.
That's not where Adam
That's where we'd go get high.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was. I put dollars to donuts, and I'll totally take the donuts.
Hashtag.
That. Fair enough.
Well, you just got a Twitter that you don't know how to use. Chris, it's not like Chris and I use Twitter.
I get Twitter. Look, I just got one from Kevin Smith. Great person, by the way. So, yeah.
You fucking whore.
Wow. Why don't you just get on your knees and suck
I'm okay
his
with
cock,
that.
Dude.
Yeah,
for Kevin Smith, I get accused of looking like him twice.
Because you kind of do.
It's because we're portly and bearded. You're the Mexican. You're
Mexican
Kevin Smith. Like, you keep your beard trimmed better than I do, but you've got, like, this fucking Mexican goatee going on.
Or something.
Speaking of Mexicans, though, so on our way to
Palisades Park,
we're driving, and we go by some bus stop. And
No. This was way after Justin tried killing
him. Was this after the killing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this
okay.
Was, this
so
is
we'll
when
get
we were
to that
going
point.
To pick up the Subaru. Oh,
okay.
And the dog blew the air horn in the fucking
okay.
Garage.
Okay. So we go up to this parkland place, and we go there to view nature because we're in a vehicle that's
this
destroying nature
that
after
know,
eating nature.
Like, where that Adam and I used to go get high all the time. I don't know what the fucking name
on
of
the
park
high
is.
Part. Let's get really high. Really high. Because you got to go view nature, bro. So we get really high to go out
what,
there.
What, the two of you fucking walking up there?
No, he drove. That's when he had the cop car. The old Ford Taurus.
He's always got a cop car. He's always
I know,
the stripper.
It's
he's always
he's
got a cop
security
car.
Person. Yeah. He wasn't a cop, so he had
No. His car. He had the Taurus. He had a decommissioned one.
You know they sell them,
right? Yeah, he had the spotlight.
Yeah, I know they sell them.
The spotlight
in his cop car countless times.
Yeah.
I put a spotlight on my car.
So awesome. So we go up there, and while we're looking at the view, because, you know, we're in a truck that's raping nature while eating, after getting done eating nature, like lots of it. Like, we ate a cow between us while driving a truck that probably is, you know, murdering everything it touches.
I think it was actually diesel, too, so it was probably
diesel. Yeah, so it's straight, it was nuking nature.
Well, it was
so
bad.
We wanted to view it. And we go out there.
Because if you had a diesel, you'd be the type of guy who didn't know
what... How come he doesn't get accused of being negative to the situation when I'm actually telling the story that's actually...
Because you're wrong, Justin. There's
a
difference.
I'm not wrong. It's a diesel truck.
You're just negative about... No, because if you ever drove a diesel truck, you'd put gas in it and the fucking engine would seize.
To be absolutely fair, you would.
But I never have, so I'm never going to.
Because you've never driven a diesel truck, Justin.
I haven't done that.
This is the same guy who doesn't shut his truck off. While filling up for gas.
That was one time because my truck... I
you
didn't
smoke
know it was going to start again. No.
And then you get back in, and then you don't drive.
Yeah,
you
get out, and then you touch
gas. I did it for
gas.
Like 4 months. It was fine.
Because it's cold out?
No, my truck was not wanting to start. The starter was going out.
That's legit. Wow.
No.
You fixed the starter.
That's okay. But you don't just ignore it for 4 months and become a firebomb in the middle of the city.
It never happened.
So we go up Palisades Park. We start climbing rocks after we've all got the itis.
I saved Who did I say?
Me. I fell down the mountain.
He did.
I fell down the mountain.
Did you both? I did not have a good son moment where I had to hold you both.
No, because I felt like a treat.
Like you're picking up the fucking car.
Yeah, because I'm like, out.
No, because, yeah, no, you saved him because I fell into the tree.
Yeah, no, he fell into the tree.
I felt like maybe 15 feet
you
or something.
You and Adam were like making fat jokes while you picked me up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so heavy.
Okay,
so
remember
tired
that.
Too.
What did we say?
I'm pulling up pictures so he can see what we were doing that day.
You still have pictures?
Yeah, they're on Facebook.
We don't have pictures
I
of us in the
see,
mountain.
I want to see, man. You guys have your time, man.
No, I think there might be one or two of the doc.
Facebook wasn't even a twinkle in Mark Zuckerberg's eye.
No, you can see it.
He saved the photo.
He was our age at that time, if that's not a terrible...
It's just like the same pictures from MySpace that you gave to us. We can upload them to Facebook. You know,
Jesus,
they have the technology.
MySpace. Wow. Have you been to your MySpace lately, Robert?
No.
Oh, God,
it's
no.
It's like the fucking time capsule.
Yeah.
The three of us started texting each other all these pictures from our MySpace.
There was like a whole day where we just dumped all of our photos on Facebook.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right after this picture, we fell down that hill.
Yeah, like that. What you don't see is
couldn't
the fly.
Like we had to jump up over to this rock that we're standing on trying to pose look badass.
And let me see it. Let me see it. Yeah, like right after this was taken, because I took it, they fell. The doc, being black and nimble, was like, whoosh, it latched onto the rock. And
but it's like a 10-foot gap that
yeah,
we have to jump.
But these Jesus. Two, gravity was like, no way.
If anything, yeah, jumping down is much easier than jumping back up.
Yeah, so they go down.
And it wasn't.
So I have to go save him, but even prior to getting to the almost dying part two of that.
No, this was after we almost died.
No, but we were driving up there, and I'm like, man, look at this view. This is a great view. We all look. Now, rational driver would not look or slow
stop
down.
Stop fucking car!
Doesn't.
Yeah,
drives curves.
There
curves,
were roads over there.
Road curves.
There was close, see?
Road curves. Justin continues to go straight. He goes, that is a wonderful view. Justin Road! Oh! Literally. Like, I'm pretty sure, though, this truck was so big, I would have felt bad for every tree in front of it.
Oh, shit. Because
we would have just made it down the hill and been like,
it's kind of above Riverside State Park.
Nature.
Maybe
yeah.
A little cockeyed, but...
Yeah.
And it's really nice up there, but he almost gets us killed. And so we have to, like...
One time...
That's all it takes.
Yeah,
one time. That's it.
After
one
everything
time.
You've been through, it all it takes is one time. They
that's
will
it.
Keep
one time.
Also, that year.
I'm
that
sure
year.
You give us enough time, we're going to find more than one time.
I said that year. I said that year.
No, you didn't. You just said.
You said one time.
Time.
Just because in your head
my story.
No, no.
We hold on. See, I can make that. I watched the show. You haven't, so don't do that.
Whoa. What show?
Game of Thrones.
I thought we were talking about David Goliath.
Yeah. I was David. Yeah.
Everybody's watched David Goliath.
Yeah.
It's
this doesn't matter if you have any kind of religious influence. Watching terrible television is the best part of television.
Word.
Yeah, thank you. I like him being part of the group. He's fun. He agrees with all of us. That will end poorly in every way.
He has
that
two
will
sides.
And all the experience.
Right? Yeah, he has two sides.
And then you'll slowly hear his journey from niceness to a shitty human being.
You want to start coming over on every other Sunday?
Yes, okay, sir. Okay. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
And then you can be part of the podcast and it'll end so
I'll be down with
you. Every week. It'll be so terrible. And you'll all keep listening. Okay. I don't know why.
You say terrible as
like terrible like a good thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, fucking.
We're like eating a whole brick of cookie dough. That's what this is like.
No.
You know you don't want to, but God, it
everybody talks
good going
about
down.
Having like three listeners, like, but we're probably gonna have three listeners.
Mm, mm. I'm right. Thinking like 12. 12 is a fair number.
If I'm happy with three.
Four of them will be us.
Well, no, because I won't I'm not gonna listen to the podcast ever. I won't listen to podcasts. Like at all. Because I'll be,
so,
I'll like, no, because I won't be able to argue with him.
So full of shit.
No, because I won't be able to argue with him. And I instinctually want to argue with one of you guys about something being
said. If he listens to the podcast, he'll probably have an aneurysm.
Yeah, like it'll get really bad.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, when you want, like a writer thinks his shit sucks, and he's like, my book's terrible. It's New York Times bestseller. You made a bazillion copies and seven movies off of it.
You're
recording
another podcast
like
right
that.
Now. You
only
can't just
not
do
famous.
The Twilight series sold a bazillion
don't,
copies
no.
and
made yeah,
movies.
Don't,
yeah,
don't,
yeah, they
don't,
made
don't.
A lot of movies.
No, I'm just making the point don't. That you can sell a shitload of books and it can be awful.
Oh, okay. Fair
it's all about okay. Targeting the right audience.
Well, we're not trying to get
well, Abraham Lincoln
sold to the podcast,
books,
so I think we're
going to
have a little bit of trouble.
But then they made a terrible fucking movie, so...
I mean, because
we all know how it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody dies.
Spoiler
alert.
Died.
Huh? Huh?
Abraham Lincoln never died.
Abraham Lincoln totally died.
Vampire Hunter. Spoiler alert, get Vampire shot Hunter? In the back of the head.
No, Vampire Hunter, in his book, he never died.
No, later he dies. Like, regular Abraham Lincoln die. Yeah. Death.
Uh-huh. No, he doom. Came back.
Oh, the book. No, in the no, book. In the book, I'm he saying. Comes back, he comes back. And he's there at the Martin Luther King Emancipation.
Yeah. Even in the crappy ass movie, people. They had that right.
I read the book, which and is then I up. Lent it to a friend, and he destroyed it, and then got me the movie book.
You know what? You know what?
Not nearly as cool.
Right
as...
now, you're doing that thing. It's the same book! It is the same book!
Yeah, but the
cover. Was it the same book and the same title and the same cover? And
the cover? The no, cover it's not the same different. Cover. He got me the book different
cover. So it's the almost exact same thing,
but with a little
thing, the ting.
The yeah. ting does it not it, make it different.
The ting makes a difference.
The ting does not make a difference.
The ting has to make a difference.
Yeah. Isn't it a court of law?
No, it's not. It's he lost that case. He had to pay David Bowie and Queen, not Freddie Mercury, for obvious reasons, money. He's dead. We got this real, right?
Like his family probably got some money. You know that new money?
Song where like it sounds like a chorus, but it's like the same guy fucking singing a song. And he's being all soulful and shit, and he's British. Yeah. Anyways,
listen to the radio.
You listen to the radio?
Yeah. Like in terms of I don't know. No, I know the song you're talking about though.
That super popular song.
Yeah, but it was totally ripped off the song that we already knew it was a ripped off.
No, you're talking about the Sam Smith song.
Yeah, it's a Sam Smith song.
That one. Yeah.
But it's ripped off the Tom Petty song.
Yeah. But we knew that.
Stay with me,
which is weird.
Tom Petty's like, I totally get it.
No, he paid up. He admitted, and
he kept the check.
Oh yeah. No, like that whole thing. I remember hearing that song. I'm like, I know this song. This is Tom Petty, and no one else got it. And the song's been out for a minute, and they're like. I think I wrote this song.
I think this is and really I made Tom lots Petty
of
dollars like,
off of it.
Right?
Huh.
Guess I'm going to make more dollars off of it.
Thank you, Sam me, gave him money for it, and he's cool. They're like, I didn't mean to do it on purpose. I didn't even know what I was doing, but.
Well, he's pretty. That's a lot more mature than Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
The ting makes it different.
Word Vanilla Ice mother. Is in jail.
Yeah.
Because he's tried robbing someone.
I still can't think of a really good pun.
Yeah, but like.
You know how hard that is? That's the worst part of the story.
Yeah,
he robbed someone.
It happened in Florida.
Well, no, everything happened in Florida.
That's fair. But I'm saying I
how can't bad is with... Florida now getting...
It's well, I've the never worst been... place on the planet.
Kathy, you're from Florida.
Yeah, how bad is Florida?
I don't know. I was like 18 months old when I was...
Yeah, but you've been that's there the point. Since.
At 18 once. Months.
I've been to Florida.
Yeah, once. I remember that's
about
enough.
Florida is about how humid it was. Like,
no, like the state itself. Or the land that formerly calls itself a state. Well, it's like a swamp.
Land. It's like...
Yeah, it's all limestone just waiting to crumble away.
That calls itself a state known as Florida.
Ooh, speaking of that,
Swamp Florida, we know it's Florida.
You want to inform them about the new wall that we should put up?
What wall?
The wall we need to put up?
Yeah, dividing Texas and Oklahoma and
that'd be so great.
The whole power sorts.
Oh, yeah, no, so, okay, so I hate the South, so everyone's clear. Really fucking hate it. Basically, in a nutshell, Bible Belt. Land of the Bible Belt, Tornado Alley, not a fan. Where, when you look at the things that they're high and low in on national statistics, they are high in STD, murder, and divorce. They are low in general education.
The average they are education high level. In needing welfare.
Yeah.
They are low they are in wanting to fund welfare.
But they are the lowest in average education, where the highest grade completed is 8th grade. Most of the people that are
8th
in...
8th grade's pretty close.
No.
It's like horseshoes.
No, it's not. Opposite. On natural opposite. Close. Where most of the states that have a lot of political power are within this area. Explains a lot of things that don't happen. That
California
should.
Is not in that area.
And California has the most votes, but Texas has the most seconds.
Ohio's not in that area.
No, but Ohio's a swing state, and we found out why, too. Yes, thanks to how the states got their shape. Knowledge. So
Ohio's pretty great. More black people than I've ever seen.
Yeah, they gotta go somewhere
which
in the
is,
north.
Which is surprising, but...
Why? Yeah. It's in the north. You would want no black... What? So black people can't be in the north where it's cold, Jarrell?
No, they don't like cold.
Yeah, I know this, because I'm black. Yeah. I'm just saying, for real. Anyway, so, it's what I think we need to do is, we need to build... There was this movie... Yeah, no, Jarrell. No cotton. No. We have a thing about cotton.
Corn.
No. That's how racism gets started. No, but what we do is we
apparently
build, Justin like,
doesn't realize understand why there are black people in the South.
Yeah,
and the KKK.
No, I'm just saying the KKK should just fucking get up and move if they don't like.
Yeah,
no,
we told you. They went to Idaho.
Yeah, and we saw that, or in the Spokane Valley.
Yes.
Now. So, what?
Well, there's kind of in Hayden, too.
Yeah.
Insane. Aryan Nations, brother. Oh, yeah. The Valley got all
the. Yeah, the Valley got all the KKKs awake, which is kind of creepy. Like, even if I was a white guy.
Welcome to the White Knights of the Brotherhood, brother.
Yeah, like, they all sound like Macho Man, Randy Savage, but evil, right?
Carter got Macho Man's glasses. Did you see that?
No, I'm super amazed.
Oh, they're super crazy.
Yeah, they're super awesome. Cool. With
that's dope.
Yeah.
But so, my wall for the South, it's not like I want to, like, make them go away. But I want them to, like, not be a part of decision-making. Like, if they were to make their decisions...
Nothing? Whoa. Not even caffeine. Keep. What are you doing?
Being paranoid?
Talk.
Like, increasing
it's a podcast. Paranoid. You can talk.
Yeah, but I'm being paranoid. Okay. So my idea is that if we put a wall from, like... the edge of Texas, because Texas at one time, as we learned, was its own sovereign nation. It can try again. Please do. For 9 years, apparently, once failed miserably.
Remember the Alamo, brother.
Basically, yeah. Remember it. It failed. That's the thing they tend to not remember. I don't know why. But we put a wall, right? And we call it the aptly named Cotton Curtain. It's going to be really uncomfortable. People aren't going to really like it.
The can we keep really Austin? Because Austin seems like a groovy joint.
Well, yeah, like the wall would go around.
Yeah, like
it.
You know, like, Austin's like East in and West the middle. Berlin.
Yeah,
right.
They walled
we
Berlin
put a
all
wall
the way
around it.
If we're gonna go all the way up to Oklahoma,
has he not seen East and West Berlin? And has not seen the way that was where we had the little.
Speaking of eighth grade education,
right? Anyway, so we build the wall.
To live down in the South,
that's
mean
where the
nothing.
Austin would be. Where our
yeah, you live in Houston. You're like, I'm gonna go to Six Flags instead of school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go. Eighth grade education.
I lived in Mobile too. Which was
don't
in Mobile?
No, Alabama don't admit
that. I forgot about that.
Don't. That's like saying I was a Nazi once. Don't say that.
Yeah. I lived in Jacksonville too for a little bit.
Jacksonville where?
Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
We were just giving Kathy shit about Florida.
I know, that was letting that happen. I was
going to do that. Yeah, so
he's like, I'm going to be fine because you're going to make fun of me either way, goddamn.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough. So we build this wall that separates the
like
South shall rise against states, right? Because it makes sense. Like, they want
to
rise again.
What happened to this Texas and Oklahoma and this, the South is shall... There's more states in the South shall rise.
But for the whole... Confederate states. So you know the ones that were all like, they were like, we're the South and we want to be on Confederate states. Let them secede from the Union so all our national averages in the real America go up and theirs just, you know, taper off at some point. Like they come off the scale, right?
I don't know. They're still like Montana and the Dakotas.
Yeah. We need those. We need farmland.
But this is the argument.
Royal bitch!
Yeah. This is what we do though. We give them a year and everybody who has this same worldview goes to the South. Right? And all the people who, you know, are insane and have a greater than eighth grade education and NASA go to the North. And people in Rocket City, Alabama,
yep.
they come up here.
What's Rocket City?
They're great people.
They're the most, they have their rednecks, right? All
redneck
super rednecky,
science.
But with three PhDs in physics.
Where have you been learning about Rocket City, Alabama?
Neil Tyson.
From Neil Tyson. Listen, ears.
I told you my truck's been broken. I can't listen
excuses.
To podcasts.
Don't make excuses.
You have
make results.
Headphones, right?
So,
don't say shit
to make results.
So break the law and do it.
It's okay. Just tell them you said it's okay.
Oh, yeah. The cops will be like all over that.
You want my ID? You can probably pass it.
Yeah.
I could probably pass as you.
It'd work.
Except I drive for a living.
Oh, yeah.
One ticket.
It sounds like he makes excuses for a living.
Man, it is very...
No. It's not like you fail a health department test at your fucking fry job. I get a ticket.
I were going to be shut down that last time we got inspected.
You almost got shut down?
Yeah, because we're fucking water. Because
we can't control the flow of water. We lack
our
hydrokinesis.
Our sink wasn't going to turn on. We turn it on, it starts leaking out of the bottom. So it's a health, you know, it's a hazard if we walk over an L&I issue.
Spokane fucking.
And then it, just because our faucet that's on the other side of the doorway is actual 5 feet from the other faucet.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't count as a kitchen.
Yeah.
So that was its own butt of excitement.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
You guys said it was the same chick that was like harassing.
No, it's the same one that just came up randomly 4 months prior to our normal
inspection.
Yeah.
All because of something weird that happened the night prior.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
And her friend got sick there.
Conveniently.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
All right. Cotton wall.
Cotton wall.
You guys are
separate this out.
Story.
Don't judge.
You do the exact same thing.
Yeah, you do same thing. Director, you're being a terrible director. Stop exactly. Calling me the director. So
we need like a cattle prod. Just zap him.
No, right? Like sun. He needs sun.
Oh wow, he's pale. Ooh.
Yeah, it's called winter.
Yeah, oh, but like
I shed all my black eyes away.
Like, damn.
When summer comes out, I'm darker than Justin.
At least get a black light, get some UV radiation on there, some shit, dude.
I don't want to die of skin cancer because I'm darker than the two of you.
No, he would have to go to the doctor to get tested, though. So
no, he won't go to the doctor.
Right. No doctor for him.
Yeah. Doctor bad
you
for
Krog. Hey! They've been giving me shit forever. You gotta earn that. Right?
Okay, first of all, I can earn it because, one, it's a doctor visit. Go and do it, man.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, see,
he used rational reason.
No excuse.
I got a physical last month.
About your throat?
No, because apparently the DOT requires you to get a physical.
But they don't really care about your real health.
Okay, no. All right,
they don't.
So if you consider us real friends,
they care about your blood. Shut up. They care about your blood pressure. They care about your eyesight.
Yeah.
If you can hear a girl say 20.
For chokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, drives dead.
All right, no, so I don't see, that's just like caring about other people's safety, not his own.
If you consider us real friends, we require you to go to the doctor because we don't want you just dying on you.
I mean, the same way my wife does, and I still haven't gone to the doctor.
God damn it.
Right. Yeah. She loves it. Shit. Like, legally, she has to. And we.
Yeah, it's stated somewhere.
We sign papers.
Yeah, like a piece of paper that says, I will love you, legally.
I bet you that we're best friends for life.
I bet you half my stuff. I bet you half of these things, but none of my Boba Fett action figures, because that shit is real.
That shit's mine.
Yeah, Boba Fett stays, because bitches be tripping sometimes.
I'm sure I have Boba Fett, that's but I have Yoda, and I have Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's good. I have a couple Millennium Falcons above the
That's
stand.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. Ah, but you got those when you were together, so you'd have to split them 50-50.
Well, she got me the Lego one.
You can always buy a new Lego one.
I don't know, but that's a present.
Why do you have a mail truck then? 50-50. That doesn't even follow in with anything.
Because his dad works at the Postal Service office.
Guess who knows
the Postal Service office. The paper land where they send pieces
the
of paper.
The paper office where they send the mail.
Words on it that no one opens. They just go...
It doesn't matter.
And they're like, I should throw this in my recycling bin. So I
where they
like
go through all the mail and pick out all the credit card offers. <Yeah.
laughs> And go, nope, yep.
Do they really? You should ask.
This is the black card.
I'm rich, bitch.
You should ask them if like there's a whole section for like Christmas letters and stuff to Santa, and they have their own like mail slot. Like, where they just dispose of
He'll
them.
Fucking tell
Wow, they dispose no, of no, no, letters they, to Santa, you piece of
they
shit?
They fucking hire people to answer those.
So you're saying Santa's real, and they're actually going to mail them off to someplace and waste
no,
their
Santa
time?
No, Santa is not real.
They're going to waste their time
Santa's
and money,
totally
I guess?
No. No, he's not, Dro. Like,
what?
Hasn't been real. Ever.
Yeah. Same
he's
with
like,
Easter Bunny.
You know, I think we have to tell you something.
He's like a bipartisan president. It just doesn't exist. They're just not real things.
I don't know. Obama's pretty bipartisan. It's just that...
Yeah, so, like if he were
wait,
white,
he's what?
If he were white, yeah, if he were like white bipartisan, they'd be just like,
yeah,
and Santa would be real.
He's pretty right lane for a Democratic president.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's like he's black,
and that's not how they say it. They just go, you know, he's not a lover of America. Like,
he's
so you're saying he's black?
No, that's racist.
That's racist. He just doesn't love America, and he's a traitor. Just say it. Just say
he
your
doesn't
problem.
Have the same beliefs that everyone else does, and so he's...
And he's a Muslim.
And he's a Muslim.
Yeah.
From Kenya.
That brews his own beer.
Yeah, his own
Guess
beer.
What?
And beer is America.
Drinking
fucking America.
Did we not necessarily Muslim?
Did we beat Canada in that?
Huh?
Did we beat Canada in that?
On
I don't
what?
Remember.
Did we beat Canada on what?
The hot, no, in the whole brewing beer bet thing. The hockey game.
No,
we
Canada
just,
won. We kept Justin Bieber, about. And the president had to give him beer.
Oh,
see, I didn't watch
the prime
that.
Minister.
See,
we lost against Canada.
Yeah, see, I didn't watch that. Yeah.
Justin Bieber's pulling a BP right now. He's like,
"Yeah,
he's like,
sorry. I'm Justin Bieber. And I'm sorry."
But then he releases a different video the next week that says,
"I'm sorry, my video is so sorry."
Yeah,
sorry.
No, my name's Justin Bieber. We're sorry.
God, fuck Justin Bieber.
Sorry.
He's the one that sucks. He should.
No, I'm a janitor, and he pisses in a fucking mop bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously?
And no, and the worst part about it is, if any of us did that, that's fucking jail time.
This little white kid.
No, Justin. Go to your room and think about it. We do it.
Yeah.
That is destruction that's of private property. That's like the Magic Johnson. And a decent exposure.
That's the Magic Johnson cure for AIDS.
Money! He goes, it's like, Kamehameha.
Money! And maybe that's what R. Kelly was actually doing when he pissed on that girl. Curing her of AIDS. Money!
What a piss on you.
It's terrible. I'll piss on you.
But money.
Yeah.
They got away with egging.
Like, we got away with egging, though.
No, yeah. To be fair. You didn't do 20 G's of fucking egging.
20 G's worth of damage.
In the big picture?
We ruined houses.
Hypothetically, a situation occurred in which we had, like, two crates of eggs.
What do you think the and statute parts of the place, of egg?
I don't know, but I'm not willing to risk it. There was a period in time in which we used eggs and physics to...
Learn.
To learn what would happen if...
On, say, Halloween night.
A... threw an egg at a bee being the target, and what would happen? What we found out was most of that egg will just hit the van itself because splashback. That's the weird thing with
because
physics.
He throws like a girl.
No, because you were driving one close to one side, and Pat and I were throwing them at one side, which happened to hit a lot of cars.
Well, I had
and
it dual back. Sliding doors
you,
on this van at this time.
Throw like a
hypothetically.
Girl. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, this actually, happened. No, you I don't know the statute.
You already, quoted yourself throwing out the side of a pat. So you already.
Hypothetically, if you put hypothetically, it's okay.
I was the one that came up with
hypothetically. Yeah, Steve will tell you that. Yeah. Steve. Anything hypothetically.
He fucking
you cannot
used
be,
hypothetically.
I saw the hypothetical.
That was
dead
awesome.
Son of a bitch. Oh, that pissed me off. He's like, hypothetically. I'm like, that's
he of does that shit because he knows it'll
yeah, he does it pisses off. To be fair, for 5 years, when you go, so hypothetically, I swear to fuck, if something's broken, it's your ass.
So Robert,
you worked there
Justin
for 5 years.
Yeah, we were both there for 5 years.
I did not.
Yeah, we were both 5 years.
No, yeah. I got our out own there boss, after like just we, shy of 2 years.
At the old spaghetti factory, terrible place. When we were there, fantastic place, but we ended up. I don't think he can hear.
Yeah, no, I can't hear anything through my.
If you're fine, it doesn't matter.
Oh. Yeah.
So
it's recorded.
While we were at the old spaghetti factory, the dishwasher broke one day, and we were trying to fix it.
Justin broke it.
And by fixing it...
No, I did not break
and
it.
And by fixing it, I mean I'm standing like on the top of the dishwasher with a hammer because it's got a,
no,
a metal ball bearing.
No, it wasn't the
bearing.
Hammer. It was the fucking... the boomstick.
Oh, it was a boomstick. Big piece of wood. Metal paddle that we
like
used
we,
to stir
I
spaghetti.
I stole that we serve beer
the
with.
The boomstick.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
I'm not admitting that I stole that damn boomstick because I...
It's upstairs.
He stole it. That was Justin who stole it. We're going to make that clear.
Justin
stole
me,
it.
I stole the boomstick from Spec.
So we're trying to get the dishwasher work because it won't stop running. It just it has a ball bearing that it's on and off.
No,
activated.
It won't start. It
and
stopped running.
It would go.
It wouldn't start.
It got jammed on its on a, the travel up. It's supposed to go up and come down.
Yeah.
Well,
like
as
kind of space between.
We're all cavemen. We're like, if we hit it,
it's made
you know,
in Taiwan.
Yeah,
come
if
on.
It's all Russian opponent components, American components are all made in Taiwan.
Fair enough.
This was probably made not there. So
not there.
So
where was it made?
I start hitting
not
it
there.
With the
oh,
boomstick.
So it was like a 50-year-old fucking
yeah.
dishwasher.
And so we're hitting it. We're yelling at it, then whispering sweet nothings to it, and apologizing again. Basically,
and hitting
we're,
it again.
I forgot we're from Idaho towards our wives. Like, we're an Idahoan towards our wife to show her we love her. Go. It's not your fault that I hit you, but you're making me want to do it more. You know, like that kind of a thing. It was really fucked up.
Also
I know it was fucked up.
Oh my God.
It sounds really bad, but it's not that bad.
It was that bad. It was that bad.
She deserved
so,
it.
Yeah, yeah, see? Exactly. The dishwasher deserved it. Because
wow.
It wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. If it washed the dishes, I wouldn't be hitting it.
Fucking,
so you see the problem.
Right. Views on spousal abuse are not even going to get us on iTunes.
If it's that, not views. It's Idaho's views. That's not our fault that they're backwards
no,
and silly
no.
and ignorant.
Fucking Justin. I deserved it.
The dishwasher.
I'm just saying this for podcast funniness, but like I don't actually.
Yeah,
like
no, we have yeah, people you are people. They're all awesome. Except for people from Idaho. They're not people. Let's face it.
They're not
people.
People.
They're like North
right
Florida.
Write to Chris on Facebook.
Yeah, you got a problem with that? If you're from Idaho, you're basically North Florida. Deal with it. I don't care. So
North Georgia.
Yeah,
we
like,
did finish the cotton wall story.
So,
yeah,
fine.
We are like 20 minutes behind the cotton wall story.
So I'm hitting the ball bearing, like the shaft for the ball bearing. I'm banging on it really, really, really hard. And so I call my boss.
And harder.
Yeah.
But that is it didn't happen. Nothing happened. It didn't even
No climax.
It was terrible. Total blue balls.
Oh.
And so I call my boss while I'm banging on it, and I'm like, Steve, and he's like, what? And I'm like, and he's driving out to get his daughter
in Bonner's Ferry.
That's what it was. We thought it was Spangle Bonner's Ferry.
Spangle's like 5 minutes.
I know this. He doesn't know.
We had a conversation. We'll explain.
He thought it was Spangle. We'll explain later.
We'll explain that one later. It's its own thing. We'll tell you the story later. It's a stupid story. It's not even a good one.
It's for episode two.
Yeah, it's episode two. Yeah. Better than Star Wars episode two. Already better than Star Wars episode one, episode two will be better than episode two. Everything. Okay. So we call him and we're like, hypothetically, if the dishwasher wasn't working, how would one go about fixing it?
Well, don't start banging on it.
Bang! Bang! He goes, don't start banging on it. Not banging on it. No more banging. He goes, have you been banging on it? And you dents all in the sink. No, why? What should we do?
Not necessarily.
I was stomping my foot really hard. I was like, I'm just standing on top of the dish line so I could try to get to it. And he's just like, I swear to fuck, Chris. He's like, you need to go in the back, hit this breaker, turn it back on, it'll reset it, and you guys will be good. We were like, oh, okay, hold on. And we did it, and then it worked. And so when he came back into work the next day, he's like, what the fuck is with this hypothetical thing? Because, like, hypothetically, if it wasn't working, how would one fix it?
Hypothetically, Puerto Rico's in Canada, too. That
was fun. So I go in for the spag shift where you basically spend 6 hours making spaghetti, and I come in, and he's got the boomstick, and he's like, so, I couldn't help but notice that there's a lot of dings on this that match the shape of the ball bearing shaft on the dishwasher.
Oh, that's weird, Steve.
Can't explain? And I'm like, man, I have no idea, Steve. I have not even a clue. Over my head, I was like, we were washing, it might have fallen. He goes, explain what happened. I'm like, all right, hypothetically.
Stop with this hypothetical bullshit.
So all we did, like, for the rest of our entire time there would be like, we'd
call
him.
Hypothetically, Justin broke the cheese cart by lugeing on it down the
We didn't tell Steve. It was when he called us out into our face, and I went, Justin did it.
This happened on a Sunday.
Just like you hit a kid with water balloons.
You hear that, everyone? Jarrell hit a child with a water balloon.
From three stories up. That's even worse, man. That's like Superman shit come flying down.
It is.
You just got snapped by Jarrell the Superman.
I'm Jarrell's assistant. Now I'm against it.
Fucking everything. Hey, they accept me now.
Yeah, we accepted you first.
Hey.
Yeah, but we're better.
I could take whatever I can get.
Hey, at least he's honest.
I'm going to
with this 2-for-1 deal, come on, man.
Yeah. You know, I love the cock. It's all right.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just the tip, so it's not, you know.
I stayed at your house a couple times.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah, he caught me pulling down his pants and shit. It was great.
Caught you. Uh-huh. He pretended to sleep is what it was. He's still asleep. What's he going to do? No. Yeah. He knew it was happening. We all were there.
It's all right.
We know.
Yeah, it's all good.
Terrible human being.
Back to the cotton wool.
For a terribly racist and totally closed-minded story, I think we should build a cotton wall along the Confederate States border.
It's not an actual cotton wall, but
not
it's
a cotton wall. That's impractical. Like a real wall, like Berlin Wall style.
It would just be called the cotton wall, like in terms of a thing.
Like Iron Curtain,
An actual curtain made out of iron.
There was. Around Berlin, there was.
Kind of held up in space, like, by the
by guns. There were guns. They had guns pointed the other way.
They had the auto rifles,
They had guns like this that kept it from going anywhere.
I thought they just held it up with their Nazi space landing.
Keep in mind, when you do this, they can't actually see.
No, I was describing it with guns. People know guns are pointing at each other. For us.
Why are you wrapping shit up?
That's for us, for guns.
Who's doing it against you?
God.
Laser beam.
Yeah. God, just
freaking laser.
So the idea is, you give everybody a year, right? Everybody who wants to be in the silly, backwards, you know, ignorant South, they get to go and live there. Idaho, that's all of you. You can go there.
We can cut you out.
We'll cut you out. We'll keep it.
Lake Idaho.
And then they all go down there. They move down there. You get a year, right? And then after that year, you know, you use, you know, make it ironic, you know, Mexicans to build the wall, because, you know, who else is going to do it?
Thanks.
You'll get over it. It's a job. Shut up.
You bitch and bitch that we call you Mexican.
Yeah.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Now you have a job. We lined a job up for you, and now you're mad.
I'm technically a United States citizen.
51st.
One of us. Well, you're not you're citizen. You're not state. Don't go that
far. Yeah, don't. You're not. It's like having. That's a real
half a vote. It's not a requirement for a green card.
You see that everybody.
Like, you have like
half a vote. Don't need a passport.
One of the Powerball tickets was sold in Puerto Rico, like one of the winners,
mm-hmm.
and people are up in arms.
Because they're not a state.
Who cares?
They're in it.
They kind of put up with our shit.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They have to be a part of the whole bullshit that we do to the rest of the world. So
we want to bomb the fuck out of one of your islands. You're one of us. You're not part of Spain anymore, and your currency. Which is equal to the dollar is 60% of a dollar.
Yeah. So, America.
But you can't win the fucking Powerball. The fuck?
Yeah. No. But again, those people, predominantly in the South, because, you know, America. So, you let them become the aptly named, yeah, the aptly named hashtag America. You let them become a social moniker.
Hashtag
you America. Call it the hashtag America. On the globes, oh, they just take a gray marker and go, and go, hashtag America. America. And that's the land. You have the United States of America, okay. Mexico.
Where freedom is loved.
Yeah, freedom. We have Canada, which will decide because we got rid of hashtag America.
We need to join.
We become part of America. Same with Mexico.
Oh, yeah, because we're against Canada. We need to join for no, you're against Canada.
No, just
no. He's actually been siding with Canada.
I've been siding with Canada. I really am.
Completely opposite the last 10 years.
Yeah, I know. No, they're growing on me.
Canada seems like.
It seems like a wonderful place.
You're the biggest person against Canada.
I was, but Canada.
There are chocolate waterfalls and mooses.
Yeah, and like moose.
Yeah.
Like real moose and probably chocolate moose.
Meese.
And I love moose cake.
Yeah, when I went to Vancouver, there were so many rude people there.
Because that's because Vancouver is north of like North America.
You actually
America.
Have to like have north someone value
yeah, like
you
north,
to go
north
to
America.
Okay, all right.
Like Vancouver's like North like United States.
No, you need the United States to vouch for you so that you get a passport.
Well, no, I thought you had to have like someone that you have to know someone there in the city you're going to vouch for you.
Yeah, you have to have like
other than like the U.S. government and all that.
It's like moving to any country. You have to have like a marketable skill.
Yeah.
And citizenship somewhere. That helps.
It sounds like we can just pick up and leave city to city.
Oh, you're saying could we just move to Canada?
Yeah.
That'd be
yeah,
so
you can just move to Canada. You have to go to apply.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was told, like, you have to know someone in that city. If not, you're going to be booted out. And you have to, like...
To get your red card.
To be correct on it. Boot.
A boot.
A boot.
A boot.
They have boot you out.
A boot.
Canada. Anyway, because you get rid of the hashtag America, right? Get rid of hashtag America.
Hey.
And then...
What, right. Like an ice floe in Alaska? And you just kind of cut it off.
Yeah. You just cut it off, and it sits there. And then Mexico and Canada will become part of the United States and be called the new United States. Right? Sounds great. Simple. Easy remembered. You just put marker on a map. Like, it's less work.
So after, like, 3 years, can we take the new off? Or is it going to be
yeah,
new?
Because
for
it's not
well,
so new.
Yeah, it's not new anymore.
Five. Five, just in case. Things can happen a lot.
New York is, yeah.
New York's still New York.
It's still pretty old York.
Yeah, now it's like, it's not, you could just call it York, technically, because there's Old York, York, and then New York. There has to be a differentiation. I'm just saying you have the North American continent.
Who the fuck is vibrating?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to transfer the mic, you know that, right?
No. I'm picking
it
up.
She doesn't want to talk to her either.
It's Rob.
Oh.
No one's picking up. He's probably wanting to close early.
Dude,
continue on.
Fuck you guys for telling him that I told that Kathy said he was a little bitch.
I didn't. What? I didn't at all. That
yeah,
had to be that guy, because if that was a Monday
him.
Night, that had to be him, because I didn't see Rob at all. I got the text message from you, and that was like a Monday, because I was working.
He got me.
What happened?
When Kathy said, when I was like, Rob likes the Patriots, well, Rob's a bitch.
No,
I text that to you fellas.
Oh, you were sitting at the goddamn bar.
No, it was you because
you. No, it
no.
was not me.
It
was
you
Chris.
Because he fucking he told me it was you.
No, I still think
flat out just told him.
You see how he does that? That's that thing he does.
No, I can't remember and recall. I'm pretty sure it was Chris.
All right, hashtag America, go away.
Yeah, so we're wanting the South states like Southernness to go away. Let them do their thing in the South. all the road, all the crazy backwards ideas, you know, they want to be hyper-conservative about stuff, let them. Let them do all the whole, this is the real America, this is the America we want, like those crazy people, let them have it. So then you don't have to worry about the whole red-blue factor, because the whole only having two sides of politics is weird in itself. You just go gray. You're all gray, and you all live in your gray, sad, destitute wasteland that basically becomes the American version of North Korea. Right? And then you let them all waste away, like North Korea. The only difference is they're going to want to come back and do their laundry. You know, give it a couple years, and they're going to be like, we ran out of food. Freedom doesn't cost anything, but we have nothing to eat anymore. And they're going to want help. And we're going to go, no. And lock the door and close the blinds. And let them just, you know, blow themselves up. And they'll have Texas, so, you know, that's like five states all on its own.
They have a power source.
Yeah, Texas could power them. They could have their own, you know, economy, just, you know, be stupid on their own.
Yeah. Peaches.
I'm just saying, like, that would, yeah.
And Gators.
And Gatorade.
See, but I don't want to give up football. The goddamn ocean. The, oil and the Gulf Mexican. Of Mexico is, like, a great food source.
Yeah, but we also
it was a great food source. That was full of oil.
If you don't remember, BP. We're sorry.
Sorry.
See? So we don't have to worry about it. I'm just saying, let them do their own thing. I just think the world, and by world I mean us, would be a better place. Hell, the world would be a better place.
The North shall rise again.
Yeah, the North shall rise again. And everyone goes like, bye. And they'll be like, you're good to miss us when we're gone. Won't know until you leave. You know?
That's like, so fucking cold.
And you give everybody a year, like, and anyone who wants to move there gets a free voucher to move there. I mean, it's not like they have anybody who wants to live there, so there's going to be a lot of empty houses, because a lot of it's built below the levee line.
Now, if you move there, do you have to...
There's a lot of houses.
Do you have to embrace the whole living?
Yeah, no, if you move there, you're stuck in that cesspool of a shithole.
Yeah, but do you have to embrace the living like they do in their religion and all that?
Yeah, no, if you move there, you're part of their whole
crew. Yeah, I would totally do it if I got a free ride to go down there.
No, it'll probably...
No, you are... No, your worldviews must conform to their crazies.
It's so much warmer. There's no snow.
Yeah, you know what we have here, though? This weird thing that the rest of the world has called fucking seasons.
Don't give a fuck about seasons.
There are two places that don't.
Also, the American Southwest, parts of the South. We're not going to have snow either.
Yeah.
You're supposed to snow in the forecast.
And the desert.
Supposed to.
Deserts don't have climate. They just are hot.
I don't go to visit fucking deserts.
That's all you want
to do. You can still go to Arizona. Would Arizona be part of regular America? Or
No, it would cut off where Flagstaff, between Phoenix and Flagstaff is, like right in the middle. It would cut in half. Because, so
you're
like,
you want down to be in regular
America. You want New Mexico to be a part of it?
New Mexico? Not really, but they're already there. It's the only way we're going to have Mexico.
Yeah, they'll be part of old Mexico.
They're going to be part of Mexico. That's, yeah, I can't even change that. We've got to have a way to entice them to come up here. If we get rid of Mexico, we're fucked.
No, they already fucked themselves.
Yeah, but if we take them, because the South will be gone.
We ain't going to take shit. That's how we make money off of them.
Not anymore, because we legalized pot.
It's not pot that we're making money off of.
Well, not now. Now we're not. We made the money from pot. Now they're not making the money.
We can make pot money off of Canada.
People are still going like, pot's ruining everybody's lives.
Not
opposite. They're not making any money off of it. And you're like, they're making a lot of money. They're pouring a lot of money.
Yeah.
Imagine the money if they did this 20 years ago, if they legalized it.
Yeah, they totally, honestly, probably biting themselves in the ass on that one.
Probably biting themselves in the ass because everybody's still going... There are still parts in this state where you can't fucking buy pot.
Yeah,
and you're like, it's legal. And they're like, yeah, but our city said it's not.
Yeah. See, those people, again, those ones can move to the hashtag America. Everyone who is just like, I'm going to live like this, meh. Hashtag America. It's there. Like, you can go.
And outside,
like, your
outside
crazy
outside the
views.
Cotton Wall, we would tax churches.
Cotton Wall.
Yeah. Yeah, outside of the Cotton Wall, yeah, all churches and stuff would be taxed. If you have a business of any kind, taxed. You're fucking taxed.
Land tax.
You have land, you are taxed. Everyone else has to abide by the rules. And in the South, they can do what they want, and they can burn themselves out, and we're all good. Yeah, no, it'll end up looking like North Korea or like East and West Berlin.
Have you ever looked on Google Maps at what Korea looks like?
That's what will happen. South? Yeah. Mm.
It's like...
It's amazing. They have like seven lights. Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of maps. There's a lot of bombs on the north side.
A whole lot of bombs. A whole lot of bombs.
It's like total darkness compared to complete light.
And you can see where Kim Jong-un lives. You're like, that light right there.
Yeah, like that
right
whole
there,
spot.
That house. That's his block.
It's like in the fourth Die Hard when you're like, oh, you'll know where he is. He's the only house with a light on.
Yeah. And he's got the generator. Yeah.
The wizard or whatever.
Yeah. Sorry to bring up a Kevin Smith reference and his hatred for Bruce Willis. Because that's its own thing.
Oh, yeah. Bring shit up. You know, Bruce Willis seems like a dick, too.
He does,
but he's a great actor.
No, he's not a good actor.
Die Hard is a
method actor.
Die Hard, motherfucker.
No, dude. Okay, first of all, all he does is action flicks.
So?
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
And there was that was a drama.
He didn't really have to do much acting for that.
The whole nine yards.
He was look surprised.
The whole nine yards was great.
He was an assassin in the whole nine yards, Jason.
That's still not an action movie, though.
And there was that TV show.
That one where he played the guitar, he played a device.
He
made noises. Beep, boop, boop, beep,
a guitar.
Is that the same one? Scheller.
He made an album.
Bruno.
Fucking Eddie Murphy made an album, which, by the way, is amazing. His new album.
See? He made it like the same thing.
No, his new one is really good. And it's all reggae.
I'm sorry, but reggae all sounds the same.
No, it really does.
Yeah, no.
Every song sounds exactly
reggae
the same.
Is to black people music as country is to white people music. It all sounds the fucking same.
It is.
It's got four topics. They're all the same shit. And one of them's high and the other one's drunk.
Right?
End of story.
And granted, you know, it's good to listen to.
They're all full religion.
Different religions, but all full of religion.
Very true. See, we can all get along, everybody. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Right? Except for Justin. Justin isn't allowed.
Yeah. He's been justified.
Yeah. And I'm okay.
What?
Because it's Justin.
Because he's Justin.
Way to pay attention. I even get that. It's about me.
You never get anything about
him. Yeah, I was going to say you never get anything about him.
I was only half paying attention.
Well, welcome to our friendship, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. No wonder you're a poor director half the time.
God, fuck you guys. Director shit.
This was your idea-ish.
Oh, it's going to make you better.
I don't know whose idea it was.
Kathy's. Assistant, where's my other beer?
It was Kathy's idea.
He offered to give you a beer.
God damn it, man. How about pause the podcast and then we'll go get
what do we add on beer. Time?
How about we take a break?
We're probably about done. We're an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, we should be good with an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, maybe finish it out, record an intro.
Well, we'll have a beer to celebrate. So,
okay.
It's good.
Yeah, sounds good.
How do you want to sign it off? Like, Smodcast says, have a week and...
have a pint.
The Nerdist,
how about just say, fuck off?
Nerdist has, enjoy your burrito.
Yeah, they do. Burritos are good.
Burritos are fucking heavily good.
We were having that discussion.
I like the game on.
Game off. Yeah, Wayne's World.
Car.
No, it ends with car.
Car.
It ends with car. Because that's how they end the game. And then game on.
Game on.
And so then we'll start the next one with game on.
Yep. That's how you end it with car.
So do we have to do game on right now for this one?
No, you do car.
Do car.
But
so
you've been paying attention.
I'm paying attention. I'm trying to be thorough.
It wasn't over my head.
So I'm trying to be thorough.
So our sign-off
is about me, and I fucking got it.
So the sign-off is car.
Well, I get that, yeah.
And we all say car, and then on the next we go, game on, and then game on, and then we go to the podcast.
Then, like,
I'm saying for the very first episode, our pilot doesn't actually include the intro. You're just going to start it off with us talking.
No. We'll fucking finish this up. Maybe start a pilot about, like, hey, we talked about this. Yeah.
I'm talking about this episode.
I'm the director, so I say it's happening.
Boom.
Now he's back on my team.
I suck so much.
It only took an hour, but he got on his team.
Well, it took about half an hour. It took me 15 minutes to lose him. Half an hour to get him back.
Fair enough. So I guess that's the pilot podcast.
Right on.
Nice.
Well,
that was a good one.
Pilot part two? Pilot?
No,
we'll do
it. Is it the Olet?
Because
we did one, like the short one.
No, that was
a pie, and this is
bonus extra thing. Is
that special features?
Special features,
or is that the pie while this is the
That's probably never going to be released.
Why are you talking about shit that I'm it's probably not going to release?
Oh my God.
No, I'm saying, what are we
As
calling
for us,
it? What is it?
This is pilot episode one.
We could talk about that after the mic's
turn. You call it episode one better than episode one?
All right. Okay, we're signing off, people. Come on. All right.
Car. We'll be right back.
Love, right.
Not anger.
These aren't microphones like stage microphones. You drop them, they're broken.
Yeah.
Justin.